Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. It is your favorite quarterback podcast, guys. You guys already know. You know, it's Marcus and Chris. It's a little pocket awareness. ALPAQB1. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. We're almost at 100 followers. I might have got there that one day with my car tweet that got some car fans super triggered. You're a trigger man. I was like, Brian, I'm like, guys, I'm not rated Greg 36. Don't argue with me about this stuff. I don't care how you feel. The stat is the stat. Get us to 100 followers. If you're out there listening, get us there. Make sure you try to promote us. Let us let people know about the show. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. I already mentioned that. Instagram, ALPA_QB1 there too as well.
That needs a lot of help there on that Instagram. Yeah, it needs a lot of work there.
Yeah, go to Instagram. Help us there out there too. Facebook too, a little pocket awareness on Facebook. Hit the subscribe button, download. Yeah, just need some help. Also hit the download button on Spotify as well. And then of course follow me and Chris on Twitter at @TheMarkJohnNFL and at King Manelos. So, Chris, a lot has happened.
That's why you went flying through that intro the way you did. A lot has happened. We let some time pass to make sure that everything kind of the dust needed to settle.
Just a little bit. I mean, it's a quarterback carousel we're in. We're in a carousel of quarterbacks now, a different age.
It got wild, Marcus.
Yeah, a little crazy.
You know what started it all off? You know what it started with? My guy.
Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. When he said that he was going back to Green Bay, it all completely fell apart. The world went crazy and quarterbacks went everywhere.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was gone like an hour later. That was crazy. Rodgers got paid an hour later. Russell Wilson is headed like, God damn. I was just ready to go. There was a button to press on that one. That was crazy. So Rodgers stayed.
Rodgers stayed, and it made Devontae – actually, it didn't make Devontae do anything. He already had a plan in his head, and you are very happy about the plan that he had in his mind.
Oh, man, you have no idea how excited I am.
I know exactly how excited you are because you tweeted me right away, and you made sure to check on how I was doing right away.
Hey, I'm a good friend, man. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. It's because you're a good friend. That's why you did it. Yeah, that's exactly why you did it.
You know, you got to make sure you're okay, man. I know it's an emotional time for you. Uh-huh. I had to make sure, in my excitement, I had to make sure that you're all right and you were handling it okay. I just didn't want to let you. With my excitement because, man, have I been waiting for Derek Carr to get this guy.
I know you haven't. Derek Carr's been waiting for Derek Carr to be
the last 2 years. I've been waiting since he became like Derek Carr, veteran Derek Carr. I've been waiting for this because this is what he needs, man.
I agree with you.
He had Amari Cooper back in the day, and Crabtree he wasn't as good as he is now. And so that's why I'm super excited because I know where he's going, and I know I like veteran quarterbacks, and I know how veteran quarterbacks play football. And now he has the ultimate veteran. That
he's got the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, exactly. They're already throwing and they already have chemistry.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say my piece here about the Packers situation and we'll move on. Aaron Rodgers coming back. I'm on board. His cap number comes down from 46 million mm-hmm. into the 20s. I think he's at 28 million for a cap number now. The structure of his contract is fantastic for the next 3 seasons. It's a 5-year deal. The 2 void years are bad. They're very bad. But I'm hoping with what the cap number looks like in 4 years and 4 seasons, when that number starts looking really ugly, because the revenue of that NFL just keeps climbing. So I think the cap number is going to avoid that dive that it took because of COVID again. And it'll jump back up there. Hopefully, by that point in time, it won't be as big of an impact as it is looking currently. But 3 very good years, even in his final year of the 3 legit seasons, it is a 5-year deal, but it's a 3-year deal. Yeah. That final year is still it's a less cap hit than what it would have been if he stayed on his old deal for this year. So I'm happy with the Rodgers numbers. It made the team be able to do a lot of different things to be able to keep the majority of the team together. I look at the Green Bay Packers as the best team in free agency this year. You ready? Are you ready for why?
Okay, go ahead.
You ready for why?
Yeah, go ahead.
They got the number one quarterback in the league back.
Okay.
They got the number one left tackle in the league coming back.
Okay.
They got the number one right tackle, because I think they moved Jenkins to the right side because of this. Unless they do something in the draft to pick up an offensive lineman, which could happen. But it's either best left guard in the game or best right tackle in the game.
Okay.
So you've got two phenomenal offensive linemen that are coming back. You've got a center coming back. It's a completely original offensive line. That's what it should have been last season. And that looks great if you want to call it free agency. Okay. We got the number one corner in the league coming back too. And Alexander, who he's gonna get an extension before the season starts also. So we'll put that out there.
Okay.
And we got the best middle linebacker in free agency as well. That is an actual pickup there with getting Campbell back in the game. Looking forward to seeing the tight end back on the field in Robert Tonyan. And Alan Lazard's coming back as the number two receiver, even though he's basically the best receiver we have on the roster right now.
Yeah, you ain't got no receivers, bro. I don't know.
We got no receivers now. But when we get to our conversation about the draft, it'll be different. And there's a lot of big name veteran wide receivers out there still. If I'm going to say a name, one that I've got in my mind right now is very injury prone.
Okay.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, okay.
But I think that would be probably the best free agent wide receiver to bring in. I think they're drafting two, if not three guys this year in the draft.
One's going to be in the first round.
I got an interesting question for you, Chris. And see how honest you're going to be about this. How much does Rodgers have left?
3 years.
You really think so?
Yeah, he's going until 40.
Have you thought about why Adams left? Have you thought about it?
He wanted to be in Vegas. Yeah, dude. Family, car, Raider, lifelong Raiders fan, because of that connection that he had with Derek Carr, too, was huge. He knew he was the best quarterback in the league. They gave him the best quarterback in the league money. The Packers offered more. It wasn't about money.
Okay.
It wasn't about leaving Aaron Rodgers. It was about he wanted to go where he wanted to go, and he could make that decision. He's the best wide receiver in the league. He gets to make that decision.
100%. I agree with that. But I don't think that he left because of money or not like an organization. I think he saw the future. I think he saw because I watched Aaron Rodgers on tape. I watched the tape. I watched tape. And you know how I felt about Aaron Rodgers in 2020. You know how
I do.
You know how I talk about it. It's one of the greatest quarterback tapes I've ever watched.
We discussed
amazing that. Film. I've never seen a quarterback play like that. It's just amazing. But he didn't look the same, Chris. I'm just going to tell you, it did not look the same. And I think one of the things that he's going to have to figure out is that he can't throw off his back foot anymore like he used to. And I don't know how long.
You think there was some regression?
Yeah, I think he's having some arm regression. I don't think he's and I think he's still good because it's amazing, but he can't do like that. He can't do the things that he used to do, like the lazy, just throw it off his. So he would like it would bounce to Adams. He's trying to do that. You see Adams getting frustrated. I think Adams saw the future. I think he saw, okay, this dude is not the same. I need to get out of here because if I don't have production, I'm not getting paid again. So, but that's just
he's not. There's no big contract after this one for Devontae.
See, that's not true. I don't know, because if he puts in, let's say he puts in two or three good years with Derek Carr,
it's a 5-year deal.
But I mean, it's dead money at the end. It's not really, you know.
It's the same thing with Rodgers. It's essentially a 2-3 year deal for Devontae.
Exactly. So when that deal runs out, I mean, he knows that. So he knows that.
Do you think he's going to hold out and try and get a new contract before this one expires?
No, I'm not saying that. But, I mean, maybe they decide to restructure him. Or maybe they decide to do something to keep him there instead of just trading him because he's old. Because he's an older player. He doesn't have the production that he used to because Aaron Rodgers is not. Because I was sending it to my brother. It was tripping me out because I had to make sure I wasn't crazy. I didn't want to send it to you because you're biased.
Listen. I was very critical of Rodgers. I was very critical in that last year with McCarthy. I was very critical.
And it wasn't because I took a while. It bothered me a lot. It did. I'm not going to lie. So I deep dived into it, and I was like, okay, it's not that he doesn't have the arm strength. He doesn't have the arm strength to be lazy with his mechanics anymore. That's what it is.
Okay. All right. So let me get this straight. He has to try all the time now?
Yes. That's what
okay.
It is.
Okay.
If he tries,
Right. So now he's got to continue to put effort in, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
He has to stand. He has to actually set his feet and put a full throwing motion into it. Yes, Chris. Yes.
So if he wants to win his fifth MVP, he's got to try now.
Yes. That's
what okay. I can live with that.
Devontae wide open either anymore. You know.
I can live with that
because he still has. I mean, don't.
Let's be honest. He threw Devontae open a lot also.
I know that, but as I'm saying, he has some great throws. But don't get it twisted, okay?
No, I'm not getting it twisted. I will take your critique, and I can agree with that. That he'll actually have to put full effort in.
Yeah,
I expect that out of him. I expect a new focus because he's got an empty wide receiver room. He's got Randall Cobb and Amari Rodgers. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, and Alan Lazard. Those are the guys in his wide receiver room right now.
Yeah.
He's got Tanyan back. That's a big deal. Getting Tanyan back this season is a huge deal.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed too, Chris, I think what bothered Devontae Adams a little bit too is that, you know how Rodgers was in the offseason last year. He didn't go to any camp. He didn't go to anything. And they started off a little slow.
That first game was awful. He threw two of his six interceptions in the first game of the season. He threw four interceptions in 17 weeks.
So that's what I'm saying, Chris. So if you're Devontae Adams, you're a worker. You're a worker. All you do is football, right? And you got some guy pooping his brains out during the offseason. I mean, you might get a little frustrated about that too, guys. So it's more about that because you could tell they didn't have timing until like week 9. And then they just went off. After that,
they did go off. They absolutely went off. I'm not going to disagree with that at all. But let's not get it twisted. This is a guy that had every card in his hand. There was nothing that anybody could do to break the leverage that he had, and he used everything in his power to get himself to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think I'm not gonna say that it's all of it because I'm just doing conspiracies, but I think a little bit has to do not more with him losing his arm strength, but I think more of the work, right? Like you're not putting the work in with me, and then we're struggling to get going on offense early, and then we become the best offense in the league the last 10 weeks when we get our timing down, you know, and we could have did that in OTAs and just been 15-1 or 16-1 or whatever, you know what I mean?
They went 13-1.
I know, but it wasn't as impressive as it was the year before. They were just a better team, you know. It wasn't the same dominant 13-3 as it was the year before.
You're right, and it's more about the fact that there was no Bakhtiari and there was no Jenkins and there was no Meyer up front. That was three of their starting five offensive linemen were gone immediately. I think it was more to do with that than anything else, but. We're spending way too much time on Rodgers. There's a lot on our plate.
I know a lot, bro. All right, here we go.
We got to go to Russell because that's the shoe that fell after it. And I think you and I are on the same page as this one. You ready for my take?
This is the most interesting one for me. But go ahead. Give me your take, Chris.
The Denver Broncos will finish in last place in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Can I put this out there too?
Guess.
I want to say the AFC West is overrated.
You're going to say it's overrated?
Yeah, and because if you – I think, this league is so – in the media, it's so quarterback-centric. So you got Herbert.
Sure.
Wilson, Carr. Yeah, Carr's the last guy, right? No, he cares about Carr. But Wilson, Holmes, Herbert, Wilson, right? But pull up the rosters.
Oh, no, I went and took – I took a look.
Like the Chargers, I mean, I watched her because I'm doing my quarterback thing. I'm getting ready to do our little countdown again, right?
Sure.
And I finished Herbert, right? and Mike Williams is makes $20 million to drop passes. So I you know,
like, how mad is he? How mad is he? By the way, he was the first receiver to get paid, and then he's watching all this money get thrown around after he gets his deal.
No, he robbed Chargers. No, Chris, he robbed him. So he highway robbery. Highway robbery. That's what he did. $20 million to that? He can't catch your franchise quarterback's passes, and you're giving him $20 million? That's crazy to me. I don't know. It just like every great throw, I was like, oh my god, it's like, oh, he dropped it.
I still like that offense better than I like the Broncos offense.
Me too. I like that offense better, but so I'm saying, like, Mike Williams is overrated. Keenan Allen is old. I was watching Allen tape. He's not the same. He's not getting
over. He's regressing.
You know, the Chargers, I mean, they have a good, they have an okay line, but, you know, Austin Eckler, they can't run the ball. They're dependent on a 26-year-old quarterback to take them to the promised land, which is just insane.
That ain't gonna happen. That's not happening. There's only two teams coming out of the AFC West this year.
Yeah.
And it ain't the two that we've been talking about so far.
That's what I think too. Well, whatever. But they just think, we put Khalil Mack, we can stop the run now. I'm like, bro, he sets the edge. Doesn't play inside, bro.
They're gonna, in my opinion, they draft Jordan Davis. They gotta put a man in the middle of that defense.
See, to me, they gotta draft a wide receiver. They cannot play around with Keenan Allen.
There's so many wide receivers though. They can wait until the second round for a wide receiver. That first round pick is going to a defensive tackle. It's happening.
I just think it's funny that they added Khalil Mack and J.C. Jackson, who couldn't guard Keenan Allen. He's only one of the guys. You know, it's just funny that they added those two guys, and like, oh, Super Bowl, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, those are household names. Those are names that have shown some consistency over the course of the years.
Yeah, whatever.
Man. What else do you expect the hype machine to do? They're gonna be good in pass coverage, but nobody's gonna throw against them.
I don't think they're gonna be good on offense, because I think everybody's figured out that offense already.
They're gonna be playing from behind all season long, and Herbert's not gonna be able to just dink it. Well, they'll let Herbert dink and dunk all day long. So Eckler, he's going to get you some fantasy points out of the backfield in those PPR leagues. And Mike Williams is going to keep getting deep balls thrown his way when they can get the shot off. But they got to go defensive tackle with that first pick. And then in the second round, they can go wide receiver.
Yeah, but we're talking about Russell Wilson. We already ran.
Oh, my God, did we tangent.
So Russell Wilson's going to the Broncos. I think it's interesting because they are the most overrated roster in football media. I just want to put that out there. There is literally nobody over there.
I don't know. I like Bradley Chubb.
Who's your, who else is on? They traded their best defensive tackle for Russell
Wilson. I know they did.
And their best tight end. They get rid of their tight end.
Well, you know, Noah Fant hasn't done what he's supposed to do. So far. That's why they got rid of him. And they sent him to a team that doesn't know how to use the tight end. That's even funnier.
Yeah.
But I love the potential of Jerry Jeudy. I love the potential of their wide receiver core. But bringing Russell Wilson doesn't mean that the potential gets better. Russell Wilson had two established wide receivers, one that could only run go routes and hitches, and the other one that he just threw prayer. He threw more prayer balls to Tyler Lockett than anybody else in the NFL. And Lockett came down with everything. So I think he went to a worse wide receiver situation. Just because they got young potential doesn't mean that they're going to tie him up, and doesn't mean that they're going to get along.
No, it doesn't.
Russell Wilson's – they gave the keys to the car to Russell Wilson, and if you don't think he's going to prima donna his way through that locker room, I don't know that everybody falls in line with what he's going to be – with what Russ is going to be cooking. The stadium was already on fire in the offseason. It'll probably be on fire this regular season too.
All right, so let's add the football perspective here, because I think the football's perspective is the most important part of
Russell. Oh, agreed.
Okay, one, he complained about Pete Carroll and them running the football a lot, and them not giving him the football to pass first. So he decides to go to Nathaniel Hackett. Who the Packers? I watch a lot of Davante Adams games.
We ran the football more. It was a run first offense. That is why LaFleur is fine with whatever played out, because you want to talk about a play action game that you and I were talking about in the last episode for Drew Lock in Seattle.
Yeah.
They're going to run a play action game in Denver. It's happening. That's what they did in Green Bay.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's a weird decision. So you go from running philosophy that you didn't like to a running philosophy,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, Hackett, Russell Wilson has to have run his offense. So that's going to be tough on Hackett too, because you can't do the digs. You can't do the play action dig route. You can't do a lot of those things with him. That's why Jerry Jeudy is going to be interesting too, because Jerry Judy's inside a little bit on that.
Yeah, he's successful in the middle of the field. He's not a sideline guy.
So, you know, that's going to be interesting for Russell Wilson too. But the biggest part of this is like, man, you struggle against two high defenses and you go to the conference, but that's all they play. That's all they play over here. Like, the guy that played single high was Gus Bradley, and the Chiefs put up 48 on them twice. So you go to the conference that wants to, everything is designed to stop the better version of you. This is the stupidest. It was the dumbest decision. Like, the Denver.
Oh, I agree with you, and I'm like, excited about New for Orleans it.
Or something.
I'm like, excited who's for it.
There's New Orleans.
Everybody went to the AFC, Marcus. Everybody.
It's crowded over here, man. And all these teams aren't that good. That's what bothers me. It's like, we're so quarterback driven. Like, the Broncos aren't that good, man. Like, I'm not scared of the Broncos. I don't care who the hell quarterback is.
That roster played that roster played up last year. It played up. That and offensive line Fangio. Is not that much better.
You know, Justin Simmons, he's never really been good without Vic Fangio there. Like, he became a superstar with Vic Fangio, and now he's gone. So does he stay a superstar? I don't know. You know, is that a scheme thing? Like, they lost Kareem Jackson. They lost both their linebackers. I think they got one of them back. They lost both their starting linebackers. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous. Uh-huh.
I got one question for you, Marcus,
yes.
When it comes to Russell Wilson. What was he in Seattle? What'd you call him? Every single time we talk about Russell Wilson in Seattle, what'd you call him?
I don't even remember right now, bro.
A walking 10 wins. You called him a walking 10
wins. I did. Yes, I did call him a walking 10 wins.
You still feel that way about Russell Wilson?
I kind of do.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. We just talked about them being the worst team in the AFC West. You still think he's a walking 10?
See.
You think the worst team in the AFC West is going to be a 10 win team?
Because, I mean, he's still a great quarterback. The other day, I know he has a lot of limitations. But he's overcome them like crazy. So, you know, I do think, though, I think he's on his last leg, and I don't know.
I'll give you 9 tops.
I'm thinking 8. I think he's going to get them 8. I think he'll get them 8.
I can definitely agree to 8.
I don't think they're going to have a winning record. I just think, I mean, maybe the next year, once he gets more established with the offense, and because, I mean, he's learning the offense and all that stuff. And so does everybody else. It's not just him. I know it's the West Coast, same language, but, you know. And Russ likes to do his thing.
Who's their motion guy? KJ? Is it? Is it KJ?
No. I forgot about KJ Hamler. He's still there, huh?
Yeah. They got a very young and potential-driven wide receiver core. They've got they still got a good tight end. Well, I can't even say his last name. They brought him in. Yeah, just say Albert. I mean, the offensive line is going to be the weak point of that offense because the specialists, the 7-on-7 guys are going to be fantastic. So it's going to come down to the offensive line for that offense, and I don't think that defense plays at the same level that they did the last few years. So sure. Russ is playing from behind, and he's got to get that Seattle Seahawk magic to follow him to Denver.
I just don't think he went to Denver to play football.
No, he did not. He went to Denver to have control. And now he's in a new power struggle now because they brought in a new head coach too. So who's going to own the team? Is it going to be Russ or is it going to be Hackett?
He just wanted a nice new spot to live. Sierra wanted to move out of Seattle. I like Denver.
I don't blame her for wanting to get out of Seattle.
I like Denver.
I would choose Denver over Seattle every time.
Hear about him calling Peyton Manning and asking him what living in Denver is like?
Did he?
That's why
you want to talk about two different realities?
He didn't go there to win. He didn't go there to win. That's my thing.
No.
He didn't
go there. I agree with you. All right. Who was after Russell? What happened after Russell?
We got Deshaun Watson coming back, getting a full guaranteed contract.
Boy, oh boy.
Wow, was that crazy. Deshaun Watson's back, and Baker Mayfield is pissed off about it.
Well, as he should be.
I think he kind of jumped the gum in his little letter.
No, I thought that was perfect timing. That was perfect timing. The thing that didn't work out for Baker is that so much happened immediately after that they had nowhere to send him.
Yeah.
And at the same, are you ready for my conspiracy theory?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the structure of Watson's guaranteed deal? Do you know what it? Do you know how much money he's getting in the first season of his deal? No. He's only getting $7 million in year one. It's backloaded.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
2 through 5. That's where all the money is.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with him because they knew that they were still going to have to deal with the legal issues, and they said, you know what, if you do for some reason get suspended for the first year, you're only losing $7 million. You're gonna get $40 million a year after the first season. So if you get suspended for the first year, and Baker's gonna stay on the roster for this first season.
See, the thing is, I think I don't know if Watson's gonna play all this year.
I agree with you. I don't. I think he ends up getting suspended. He will get suspended.
Yeah, I saw those dispositions, man. That did not look good on his end. And you know, the NFL, what the way culture is now, the NFL wants to have a good PR campaign. He ain't playing. That's all I know.
And that's why Baker didn't go anywhere, because he's locked in with the fifth year of his deal. Baker has to perform so that he can get his next contract.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation for the Cleveland Browns, not for Baker Mayfield. It's a win-win scenario for Deshaun Watson, not for Baker Mayfield.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, everybody's like, the Browns are contenders. Are they? Like, who's they on are. The Browns? Who's on
no,
the Browns?
I think they're contenders.
What about the offense? Who's on the offense? Who's he throwing to?
They're going to draft somebody.
Oh, you got Amari Cooper. I forgot it. You got Amari.
Yeah, they got Amari Cooper.
Amari's going to be cold. He's not going to show up. He's gonna be
They're
cold.
Gonna draft somebody. They're gonna draft somebody to put on the other side.
Why he's not playing well in Cleveland? I would tell you right now. He's not playing well in Cleveland.
His hands
cold. November on, he's not playing well. It's over. And he don't play well on the road. And he has to go like to Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Yeah,
they're gonna beat him up.
That was a terrible trade. Amari Cooper in the cold.
Maybe they thought he'd be motivated.
Oh come on! No, he's not. Amari Cooper's not motivated by football. I don't know what the hell he's motivated by.
Money, hopefully.
I don't even know if it's that. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. I think books. I think philosophy. That's what you're into. Like, I mean, we play chess too much. I think chess motivates him more than.
Hey, you know what? Take that culture with you, bro. That's know, a good. That's a good. At least it's not. At least it's not masseuse. At least it's not 22 different women that are rubbing me down that you're gonna. You know, do things that you shouldn't be doing with. I honestly, I'd rather have Amari Cooper's interests are if I'm a front office. So
it's not 22, it's 40. He had 40 different massages. 40 different massages. So
I'm keeping my toe out of that pool. I'm not dipping my toe into that pool. I don't need to have that conversation, Marcus.
I know, right? It's the wrong show for that. But
but Baker will play this year for the Cleveland Browns in the final year, in the fifth year option that he has. And guess what? Baker has a good season.
You think so?
He's going to be healthy. The last year was a complete wash. I don't know why it's not being talked about more. The injury to his shoulder, his ankle was jacked up. He fought through it, and he had no business doing it. And the organization did not have his back after he played through it for the organization.
too. And you know, I've been studying this whole elite quarterback thing for the longest because it's been bothering me. Everybody calls everybody elite. And,
oh, it's going to get worse now, Marcus.
You know, with young quarterbacks, I talked about this on my other podcast. I don't know why I did a little quick rant on it because it was bothering the hell out of me. So I'm talking about it on this show.
Because we didn't talk about it.
Exactly. I haven't had my quarterback dots out in a minute. Yeah. So, you know, with young quarterbacks, man, you know, I went through the history of this. Like, there really hasn't been a young quarterback that was not super coddled as a young guy that ended up being really good, right? So, like, you know, you got two guys in NFL history. You got Marino, you got Mahomes. Those are the only guys who, like, threw the ball over 600 times or 550 times and were actually good as young players. Everybody else who did that, they flamed out. Something mm-hmm. they weren't good, mm-hmm. right? And the guys mm-hmm. who were good were the Roethlisbergers and the Wilsons and the Montanas who were coddled early and just were allowed to be clutch. And then when they got older, the chains started, you know, they started, you know, taking little things off eventually. It's like people make fun of Jared Goff a lot. You know, I think McVay handled him right after, you know, he was because Goff is not even 27 yet.
I know he's still young. Real quick tangent. Ready? You ready for it? The Detroit Lions have the second best record in the NFL and the NFC North next season.
That's my point. Because, you know, I watched Goff a little bit just from, you know, doing some taped online stuff and seeing out some other teams. And I thought he looked better than he's really mm-hmm. ever been because mm-hmm. he's older and he's mm-hmm. seen everything. He's been in the league 6 years and now he's in 27, 28. Who knows? I mean, he was. It says this is another thing I want to point out to too. When they're good young, being coddled, they hit 28, 29, and 30, they're good. They're even better. That's mm-hmm. why I like somebody like him. I think it's going to be funny. I think it's going to be hilarious.
I'm telling you, I'm going to stick with that. Point. I'm sticking with point. It. I'm right there with you. I couldn't agree more.
You're more worried about a guy like Carson Wentz who's 28, 29, not playing good. That's when you're like, okay, you're not good. You're bad. But if you're like a you know the Derek Carr, so Derek Carr had his up and downs early, and now he's consistent from 28, 29, 30. He's a consistent player because he's a veteran. I mean, you see it all through NFL history. Tom Brady didn't throw 5,000 yards until he's 28. You know, it's a historic thing. But you know, they put all they got Justin Herbert out here bracing his arm, trying to carry a team, and they go 9-8. Everybody's like, why did they go 9-8? It's like, yeah, because you have your 25, 24-year-old quarterback throwing the ball 672 times and not expecting him to make a mistake. He's going to throw 15 picks. It's going to happen because he's young. He just mm-hmm. he's going to make mistakes, man. Like it's just – I don't know. You got – it's the way that we treat young quarterbacks and just the media feeds into it. I mean, it's going to cause a lot of
big time. Bad quarterback play. Big time.
It's going to cause a lot of bad quarterback play. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You bring it back to Mayfield. He's young too. He's had some good play as a young player. That means yes. – Probably
he's gonna have success.
When he gets older.
Last year was a wash. Last year was a total wash. I don't even count it against him. The injuries were way too much, and the team turned on him.
Yeah, you know, so, I get on Baker a lot too, man, because you know he's short. And he refuses to acknowledge it,
and he won't look. He struggles in the middle of the field too.
It's like he's 6'4", and he just struggles to acknowledge that he's 6 foot. He just doesn't believe it. I guess. He just, so like that's my problem with that, but like it doesn't mean that he can't become a viable quarterback. He's not Sam Darnold. Like Sam Darnold is just terrible. You know, he's not gonna get better as you know. That's why
that was our number two. That's our worst. That's the worst guy. That's our worst pick.
Hey, we at least didn't have Dwayne Haskins over Kyle Murray, so that's okay. Like a lot of people did.
Oh no. But we still got it wrong with Sam. We still got it wrong with Sam.
I mean, a lot of people got 2018 wrong. We're okay. But we didn't have Kyle Murray. We didn't have Skin Silver Murray. So we're okay.
No, we didn't. We're okay. Then. Okay. You're right.
You know, I've been looking through some of these draft blue check people through the 2019 drafts, man, and a lot of them had Haskins as a top 10 player in the draft. That's all I'm saying. All right. Next topic.
Next topic is the situation in. The man who couldn't be forgotten about. The man that couldn't be forgotten about.
I still think he saw everybody get traded in the NFC. He's like, you know what? I mean, all I got is Aaron, right? Aaron and Matthew Stafford.
That's it.
Really all I got.
That's it. Really, really who else is there? Jared Goff? Who else is there?
That's what I'm saying. Jared Goff. Kirk Cousins. It's like,
There's nobody in the NFC South.
If Kirk Cousins don't make the playoffs, man,
they're not making the playoffs. I'm telling you, it's not happening.
What seven teams are making the playoffs in the NFC, bro? You got to think about that. There has to be seven.
The Cardinals will get in because. Okay. But it'll be Cardinals, Rams.
Okay.
Packers, Lions.
Okay. All right. I like that.
And then Tampa.
Okay.
We need two more, huh?
Cowboys. You got to put the Cowboys in because they're going to get it.
Well,
will they?
No.
Commanders.
Commanders.
I'm not picking Washington for anything. I'm not trusting Carson Wentz.
I'm picking them over Dallas.
Oh man, you're crazy, Chris.
I like that defense so much. That defense, I think Carson Wentz is an upgrade for them. Scary Terry on the outside. There's so many options at the wide receiver position, and their depth defensively. Like they battle a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. They didn't have Chase Young for the majority of the season. I like that. That defense makes me believe in them.
I don't know. I think the Eagles have a chance. I think the Eagles.
Oh God.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are better than them. But Kirk Cousins got to make the playoffs, man. I don't want to hear.
He ain't making it.
The most frustrating thing for me on Twitter is when people compare him to Derek Carr. I think that's the most frustrating thing for me that I deal with. People call me Carr stands because of it. I just think it's super disrespectful to Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr doesn't have Justin Jefferson.
And Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen.
These are the best.
He threw much. Oh, of course he threw 33 touchdowns. He should.
He should is right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like, I don't want to hear about no damn Kirk Cousins.
He might sneak into this. I don't want to say it.
He better sneak in, bro.
He keeps working out these contracts, man.
They keep paying him, too, man.
They do keep paying him.
I read this article about him, bro. We're supposed to be talking about
Tom Brady. Get back to Brady. All right, let's focus.
I got to talk about this Kirk Cousins article that I read. Just his mentality about how Mike Zimmer was kept telling him to throw deep, and he just kept telling Mike Zimmer no, like, I'm going to play quarterback. He's like, be more aggressive. He's like, no, I'm playing quarterback. I don't care. If I think I should check down, I'm checking down. I don't care if I need to try to win this game.
Can I tell you, I've never heard a quarterback being told to throw downfield. I only know of conversations of get the ball out of your hands. That was the one when I was playing. That was the conversation with my coach. Yeah. He loved when I threw the slant. He loved when I threw the slant. And his favorite thing to say was, get the ball out of your hands. It's not your ball. It's not your ball. Get it out of your hands.
Yeah. They've been telling him to throw deep, and he's just like, no, I'm not throwing deep.
I'm going to be Aaron Rodgers. I got to get my touchdown interception ratio where it's supposed to be.
There's last thing on Kirk Cousins, but there's another part of the article where he was in a press conference and he threw it into a tight window, threw a touchdown, like it was for a game winner. I think it was against the Packers, and he was mad at himself for throwing that ball. Anyways,
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's back.
You know what the wildest thing? What? You know what the wildest thing about Tom Brady coming back is?
What?
So he retires, and so he lost one guard to the Bengals, and the other retired. So you know what you know what they did? They went and got Shaq Mason, the guard that protected Tom Brady all the last like 8 years in New England
for a fifth round pick.
For nothing. What is that? Now they're going to draft one of these interior linemen that's going to be a stud in the first round. Plug and play.
Jensen came back
to play center, but they lost both guards.
Yeah.
Well, one to free agency, and they had two guys retire, and one came back.
Yeah.
So they lost three interior linemen, and they're going to come out in a better situation now that he's back.
And you got Chris Godwin coming back. Yeah.
Godwin's coming back. That roster didn't really turn over. So
NFC's going to be boring as hell.
Two seed again.
The AFC has all the quarterbacks, but with overrated rosters. And then the NFC just has
probably all the rosters.
I think they have better rosters, actually. Than I think about it. If you go to the Saints, the Saints got a pretty damn good roster. This is what I'm quarterback. You know, like a lot of teams over there in the NFC, they got pretty damn good rosters. No quarterback.
It would, if there is a move for Baker, it's to go to. It's well, no, they brought Jameis back. They're gonna draft a kid.
Yeah.
They'll probably end up drafting like Kenny Pickett or your boy Ritter.
Pickett or Ritter.
Because they made some moves? They made some trades they got two picks in the first round, or is that the other way around with the Chargers?
No.
It was the Saints. The Saints moved up. They're gonna make one more big trade. I think they're going after your boy. I think they're going after Ritter.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Hey, I wouldn't blame him. He's Mr. Intangibles. They'll probably just start winning. We have no idea. He probably won't even play well. They'll be like in playoffs. We have no idea why. Like, what the? What is he? He just looks terrible. Like, man, he's awful. And like the fourth quarter starts, and he's just leading all these fourth quarter comebacks. And it just.
Yeah, throwing to Michael Thomas and getting Kamara out of the backfield.
He's running for first downs.
Yeah. They're gonna draft a tackle too.
I know. Oh man, it's one of those tapes. That's why he's frustrating. It's one of those tapes where he just like looks terrible for three quarters, and then the fourth quarter starts, and he's just like,
he won't even play next year. They'll sit him behind Jameis for a season,
probably, which I think would be really good for him.
I think that would be really beneficial too. There's no
embrace it too,
especially with the quarterbacks in this class. There's no reason that a single quarterback in this class plays next season.
I don't know why more people don't do that. Anyways, I mean, the last time somebody did that. The next year you play, he won MVP. I was like, why are we? We're a copycat league.
No kidding. No kidding. You know why? You know whose fault it was? Lamar. Because he came in and won it right away. So it's Lamar's fault. He's going to have a big bounce back year, too. Actually having a healthy offense around him. You know, he'll have his first, second, and third string running back behind him next season.
All right. Let's get to these other trades. We got Matt Ryan. We talked a little about Carson Wentz.
Do you want to give Wentz a little bit more time or no? Are we over it? Because he let me down last season. I was praising him. I'm talking about them as the two in the AFC. Oh my God! It was my narrative was there, Marcus. It was there, and then
he was ranked 21 those last two games.
And then he blew it against the Jaguars.
21 ranking right there.
He blew it against the Jaguars. No, by the way, no, not 21. I'm still mad at you, and I still think that he was better than that. So I'll fight you on that at a later time. We'll move on to Matt Ryan now.
All right, Matt Ryan. I think this is an awesome trade for the Colts.
I think it's a phenomenal trade for the Colts. The Colts
actually have a good roster.
They have a great roster.
Right? And they got Matt Ryan, who's still good. A lot of people don't like him. They already think
he was sneaky good last year.
Yeah, he's still.
Didn't he have 4,000 yards?
Yeah, of course he did. I don't think so. I think it was his lowest yards output. I mean, but he lost Calvin Ridley mid-season.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Gambling now, so he's out. He's gone because he had to bet.
Poor Atlanta.
He had to put 1,500 through BetMGM. Falcons. But.
It's like, come on, man. There's legitimate precedence. Like, everybody wants to get so mad about, oh, he's done for the year for gambling, but Deshaun Watson gets off scot-free. There's a precedence. Like, this is not something brand new. This is something that's been happening for, like, 50 years. The NFL has been dealing with gambling for as long as the NFL has been around. Like, there's a precedence here. They don't even know what to do. They literally don't know what to do with Deshaun, even though – It's a worse situation. Like, let's just try. It's not apples to apples. Okay.
I agree. It's still funny that he put his social and made a username on BetMGM or something.
It was just not smart. Especially when you want to like, Like, bro, if you're out there trying to help yourself and your mental health, and that's why you stepped away from the game, you know what's not helpful for your mental health? Making poor decisions like this. That's not going to help you.
Go to Vegas yourself where they can't track you.
No kidding. Like,
just give you a ticket. You just give them cash and they give you a ticket.
Be a little smarter.
Exactly. But yeah, so Matt Ryan, I really like that trade for the Colts. I think he's going to have one of his best line.
I'm interested to see how he's going to throw the ball because that's just – I don't know that they have that possession receiver deep threat combo that he's used to.
I mean, he's got Pittman over there. Pittman's good.
I love Pittman over there, but isn't T.Y. – isn't he a free agent? They didn't bring him back. They don't got a burner that's running around downfield. Is that something they're going to do? They're going to draft another wide receiver to replace that? You're going to have Matt Ryan coming in with a rookie? I'm a little nervous about the passing situation, but he is a vet of all vets. Like, the guy knows the game. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give him the most successful running game that he's ever had. I mean,
since he was a rookie, Turner got like 1800 yards.
So. It was Turner and then they had Freeman. Weren't they the one seed when they had Freeman really running with the ball well?
Yeah.
So I got the Colts as right back where I had them last season with Carson Wentz, one of the top contenders in the AFCs.
Yeah. Besides the Titans, I mean, the Titans are always there because they got
well, coaches. I mean, when you just run and play defense,
they're good coaches. Yeah, I mean, they have good coaches. That's what they
do. Yes, they absolutely do. Absolutely do. They just need somebody to, you know, get their head on straight when you run the ball for 70 yards downfield and not throw the ball at the 1 yard line. Intercepted. You're going to put the ball in Ryan Tannehill's hands and not in Derrick Henry's. Okay. Let's keep making those decisions.
Yeah, that's a great one. All right. Our last NFL quarterback talk before you get the draft. We got Tua has weapons.
Tua has weapons. He stole one from Patrick.
You got Tariq Hill. I was that really stolen? The Chiefs didn't want to pay Hill.
No, because they don't have money to do it.
See, this bothers me. So you pay a 31-year-old Travis Kelce, but you don't pay a 28-year-old Tyreek
Hill. They paid him before. That's not a new contract. Travis Kelce did not get a brand new contract.
But he did at 31, man. He did. He did at 31. He got a new contract. They paid Travis Kelce at 31. I got some Chiefs writer on Twitter. He got mad at me because I brought that up because they were talking crap about Adams. I'm like, oh, but nobody said anything when Travis Kelce got signed at 31. He's like, well, it was a different structure. I'm like, well, Adams' structure even came out yet. And then it came out and he was getting $67 million. So like, I was like, exactly. You know,
it's different when your quarterback gets his money.
Okay.
They got two. Tua's still on his rookie deal.
Okay.
They're not extending him. Patrick Mahomes, the money is kicking in. The last two seasons on that new deal that he had was they backloaded the hell out of this deal, and it's kicking in now. So everything that they're doing in the offseason is because they're offloading some of those contracts to some older guys on the defensive side of the ball. They didn't bring the Honey Badger back. Then they get rid of – is Clark gone? Well, that was $20 million, wasn't it?
Clark's still there.
Did they restructure his deal? Wasn't one of those defensive ends a $20 million deal that they got to restructure or they had to cut him?
He's something with Clark. I forgot. But
when you pay your quarterback $500,000 – I'm sorry, $500 million, $500 million, you got to figure out where it's going to go. And it went into the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh year of this deal.
I look to Mahomes' contract. It's basically structured, so he's always the highest paid player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's structured. So, mm-hmm. So, it expects the market to get to where the quarterback's being paid $56-50 million, which they
it's starting. It's starting right now.
It was already starting. I know it's already
Mahomes, Rodgers, Watson. It's coming. The quarterback position is a $50 million a year position.
Which is crazy, man.
Well, what's insane is that the cap number is going to keep going up. Left tackles are getting quarterback money from 2-3 seasons ago.
I know.
They're getting 28. They're almost getting 30 mil. Wide receivers heading that way now too. So the numbers are going up, and the whole league is benefiting from it. But
so go ahead, Chris. Keep going.
I was just going to say you're in a situation where that trade's happening more often than not. And I'm really, really curious if Tua can pull it off.
See, Tua strikes me as interesting, right? Because, you know, people kill Tua. They kill Tua online.
I killed Tua.
I know you killed Tua, but, like, they kill him online like he's Ryan Leaf. And I think it's a little overboard. I mean, because okay. I mean, the Dolphins win with him. He's not getting in the way, right? So if he's not getting in the way, that means I talk about this with young quarterbacks. He was like 21. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know,
he's young.
He's super young. I think he's gonna be 23 when he plays this year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, he's gonna be super young, and you got to kind of lead him in with the RPOs and stuff, but he's not making a lot of mistakes, right? He's not turning the ball over. They're winning games. He's 13-8.
Marcus, I don't know if he's going to be able to get the ball out fast enough. He had a hard enough time getting the ball down. He couldn't get the ball downfield to Jalen Waddle. That was a lot of intermediate routes, short routes that he was throwing. But that ball takes forever to get out of his hands. I don't know. How's he going to get his timing down with these guys?
I think Tyreek Hill becomes Deebo.
Shut up.
They're gonna put him in the backfield. They're gonna hand him the deal.
They brought in three running backs.
They put
a roster together this offseason.
It doesn't matter, Chris. He is gonna be lined up with a fullback in front of him. I bet
you think so.
Three or four times a game with a fullback.
Okay, three or four times a game. Yeah, I'm Deebo's doing Deebo's like
that's what you need, bro. Like
Well, Deebo's pissed. I don't know if
with
you saw.
With a fullback in front of him, blocking, yeah. And Tyreek Hill with his vision and his speed. Man, because somebody showed some clip of Andy Reid handing him the football like he did like when he had Alex Smith. He took it to the house like around the corner on outside zone. So that's what I think they're going to try to turn him into Deebo. I don't think they're going to try to throw deep to him. That's what everybody thinks. They're like, oh,
I don't know. I don't think they're not throwing deep. No, it's going to be very short, quick. Get the ball out of Tua's hands. I think it's going to be a lot of short stuff.
Because
they got that. They got that genius, that offensive guru now all of a sudden out of San Francisco.
He's just going to run the same less plus offense that everybody else runs.
Right. Timing. I'm concerned.
Run game guys. That's the thing. They are great run game designers. That's what Mike McDaniels does really well.
Mostert?
Yeah.
He was
a run game designer. So it'll be interesting to see how Shanahan does without him, because Shanahan has always had him.
Shanahan got killed. His staff is gone. Deebo's pissed.
Shanahan's literally had McDaniels in his background everywhere he's been as a play caller. McDaniels has followed him. So he's been designing the run game for Shanahan for at least 15 years. So it's going to be interesting to see how Shanahan does without his run game designer.
it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in Miami, because that defense was really good.
Yeah.
Now that offense has a lot of talent now.
But I'm telling you, they're going to be able to run the ball, because Mike McDaniels just
– I believe it.
He's like, I'm telling you, bro. It's like his run game designs don't make no sense. You don't know what the hell they're running. Is it zone? Is it power? It's a mixture of both. He's off the plane. He's off. Just amazing with it. And I think that's what his plan is with Tua. It's like the young quarterback plan, which is I'm not going to put everything on his plate. I'm going to get some
running backs.
Run the hell out of football.
Yeah, I don't think Tua throws more than 20 times – at all this season. Like, I don't think there's a game where Tua throws more than 20 balls. I don't think a single time. 15 to 20. That's going to be his sweet spot. 15 to 20 throws a game.
All right, Chris. Let's wrap it up.
Did we do it? Did we get through it all? Was that all?
Yeah, we got through it. We got the draft, though. We got about 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left.
Yeah, but there was a lot. Can we take a breather?
Yeah.
that's our own fault.
Make good content.
It does make good content.
So the draft is upon us, Chris. The draft is 20 days away.
Thank you for your first round pick.
You're welcome. Thanks, man. Because Treylon Burks is not. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
So, right, okay. No. Okay, hold on. Let's do this. On this quarterback show, you need wide receivers.
Okay, yeah. Yes, you do.
I'm going to give you three names that I like in the first two rounds.
Okay.
And you and I need you to put your scout hat back on here because I know you do this. Chris Olave, is he going to be there at 22?
Yes, he will be.
I want Chris Olave. Is that a good decision?
For what the Packers need, yes.
Okay.
You know, this wide receiver class is good, but it's not great. A lot of these
guys, you don't think so?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a great class. It's a good class because none of these guys can beat press.
Mm.
Big problem. There's two guys that can beat press, like consistently. Actually, three, in my opinion. Like consistently beat press is Christian Watson, and that is Treylon Burks, and Drake London on tape. You know, those are the three guys that are consistently beat press on tape. There's some other guys, there's some later round guys that can, and the other guys are too short. They're little slot receivers. So yeah.
There's a lot of speed out there this year. Everybody's high on the speed that's out the wide receiver.
But you know, nobody's playing press in college football anymore. So that's why the transition is tougher for a lot of these wide receivers. And the only guys that come out and play really well are SEC guys because they play against press. Mm-hmm. So. You know, that's why Olave.
Burks was out there. Burks was another name. Watson was. Is he going to be there in the second round still? We got two in the second round. Can we get?
Yeah. Well, Watson's interesting. Okay. Because
I want Olave and Watson. Those are the two that I really want.
Watson is a great kid. Okay. He's a great kid.
And met him at the Senior Bowl.
And he blocks.
And that's what we want. Alan Lazard, man. He's been dynamite for our offense as a blocking wide receiver.
It's just Christian Watson can't catch. So
let me get this.
My comp for him is Will Fuller.
Okay.
That's basically what he is. He's Will Fuller. So
Will Fuller's out there. So
I know, but you could draft the younger, tougher. Because I mean Christian Watson's tough. Younger, tougher. Beats press. It's just, will he? I don't. He clapped one time, Chris. He tried to catch the football and he clapped.
Chris, he clapped. No.
He got me laughing at him on my breakdown on YouTube.
Oh, no.
He's a clapper.
Burks is good, though.
Burks is great. Burks is underrated. See, the thing
fast.
What worries me about him is that his combine. So, you're way more athletic than on tape. So, what happened? That's what I'm worried about with him. Mm. Did you not just care? You weren't prepared? You just show up? Treylon Burks? It's weird. That's what I'm worried about with him a little bit. But, you know, the safe one for I think that Aaron Rodgers would love, which I don't know is going to be there, though, is Garrett Wilson.
Pickens? Oh, yeah. Wilson. Yeah, I don't think he's making it past 15.
Yeah, I don't think so either. He ran real well. But that's the guy that Aaron Rodgers would end up trusting because I think Wilson, he has some concentration drops, but he has some contested catches. He's a really good route runner on off coverage. But like I said, these guys can't beat press. Like Penn State came and pressed Ohio State, and these dudes couldn't move. They couldn't get – you know what I mean? So that tells you, like, they come to the NFL, they have to learn how to beat press coverage, which means they're not going to be good for 2 years.
Well, that's what wide receivers, you can't tell what they're going to be until their third season anyway.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly. Those are freaks of nature. Though that's not normal.
But they also play in the SEC where they played a lot of press coverage.
Yeah.
So,
Burks, you're basically saying Burks is the guy.
Because what the Packers should do, this is my thing, if I was a Packer, I would just wait. And, you know, grab John Metchie in the second round because he's Davante Adams.
Wow. And you know what? It'll probably happen, too, because they got a need at pass rusher. They got a need at D-tackle. There's a need. You could leave Jenkins inside to play guard and draft a right tackle early in the first round. Like, it would not surprise me if they waited till the second round and went, if the Packers go D tackle, offensive tackle, pass rush, and then wide receiver with their second pick in the second round, you could probably go receiver in second round and third round.
Yeah, because when I was watching Davante Adams after they made the trade, I was like, man, he reminds me of John Metchie. And I was like, wait a second, shouldn't it be the other way around? John Metchie reminds me. Oh, wow.
And there's a reason why I kept you away from talking about the quarterbacks right now as we wrap everything up. Because this is a bad quarterback class. And there should be zero quarterbacks going in the first round. Desmond Ridder's
rise,
zero.
Man. I called it last podcast that Desmond Ridder is going to go one. He's going to be the first quarterback taken. And we're getting to that point. And so the rise is starting.
He is rising. It is absolutely starting. It's him and Malik. Him and Malik Willis are the two names that are just skyrocketing up boards. And I know you hate. I know you hate it.
But now, Chris, Malik Willis is a media guy.
There's going to be four. There's going to be four.
There's going to be two.
There's going to be four, Marcus. Kenny's getting drafted at the end of the first round.
If there's a bet, guys, on some kind of, you know, whatever. If you're a betting man, you're a gambling man, go with two quarterbacks in the first
round. Matt Corral's going in the first round.
If Matt Corral goes in the first round, I'm throwing my phone at the TV.
Marcus, they're going to – there's going to – four.
I might call that draft room. I'm going to try to hack that draft room.
Four.
Hacking that draft from whoever takes him, I'm calling him. I ask him, what the hell were you thinking? What were you watching? Can you explain it to me? I just want to know what you thought. Like, what tape did you watch? Because I want to go watch
Marcus,
it.
Marcus, you and I had a conversation about this when Daniel Jones walked out the tunnel at the Senior Bowl. David Gettleman said, that's my pick. All you did was walk out the tunnel.
He's 6'4", 230, though, Chris.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, Marcus.
He at least has the size. At least he's like doesn't, he's a quarterback.
Does not matter.
Matt Corral's like 6'1", 190.
That's what I'm going to do.
Nobody's going to think he's like, oh, it's a corner coming out.
That's how I'm ending this show, Marcus. Just like that. That's how I'm ending it.
It's totally different thing. I'm not letting you end the show. This I'm going to tell you this, man. Malik Willis is not going first round, and I can't wait for this day because you don't know why. Because Twitter's going to freak out.
I want you to be right.
Because there's a couple things with Willis before we get out here. I think Willis is a little too I really can't explain how I want to say this, but I think it's a big factor in some of this that just the way he carries himself is not something that the NFL takes in the first round. They let Lamar Jackson fall because the way he carried himself. And I don't think Malik Willis carries himself a little worse, a little more bracing. I think Jackson was more just, I'm a country boy and I didn't, you know, I'm a country boy, poor kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm not well media trained or whatever, you guys. And I got my own agent, my mom's an agent, you know, or whatever. You know, whatever scared the NFL. I think Malik Willis has a little bit of that in him too. And he went to a small school and he's 6 foot and they, you know, that's why they, even though he picked up the offense the quickest at the Senior Bowl, they're still trying to say he can't pick up offenses. So, you know,
didn't you see at his pro day, he started to his right, rolled over his shoulder to his left, and he threw a deep bomb. Who did we kill for that? How many years ago when that same throw got all the media attention? Drew Lock? Yeah. Okay. How's that going for him in the NFL?
Very good.
No? So I'm on the same page as you. I don't want this to happen. Four. It's happening, Marcus. That's the world we live in. That's the world we live in.
The first four. Round, man.
Four.
I hope so, because the Raiders don't pick the third. I hope one of those defensive players they skip on just keeps falling.
I want Travis Jones in the third round.
Just keep falling, man. Just keep falling. Yeah.
D-tackle.
I hope a team trades up. I hope the team gives them like their third and their second pick.
They will.
So, you know, that needs a defense tackle or needs a good
corner. Coming. It's coming. It's going to happen.
All right.
Four. Guys. I'll leave you on that one.
We're sticking with two over here, guys. All right. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Get us over 100 followers, please. You know, Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Twitter, You already know. I already said Twitter. My bad. Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Team Mark Jump NFL, at Team Manelos. Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness. Subscribe on iTunes.
Yep. Subscribe and download. That's right. The most important part. Just keep subscribing, keep downloading. That's the most important part.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. All right. So we really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. So make sure you guys keep listening, and we'll be back with some more full draft breakdowns. I'll get some scouting reports next time. You know,
we're going to dive into it. Yeah, it's time. We got to make sure that you understand why there should only be one quarterback going in the first round. One. Let's be real honest about this class here.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Peace.